Honeycomb. Good morning there, Pat. Remember that commercial?
I do, and good morning to you. Good morning to everybody.
Hey, that looks like that rain's going to hit us pretty good.
It should, and the reason why I'm saying it should is because Faye will probably track almost over us. So this is not going to be your typical, you know, tropical storm that veers out to Cape Cod and Nova Scotia. It is off Delaware, and it is moving north. It'll cut right across New Jersey, New York City, up the Hudson Valley, as we told you yesterday, and then into Canada. Right now, it's only moving at about 10 miles an hour. We will not see much in the way of wind from the system. But the periods of rain and showers, they'll begin to develop this afternoon. I would say lunchtime. And then it'll get more widespread later on this afternoon and tonight. And then by after midnight, it will taper down. Now, I don't think we will see as much rain as the Hurricane Center is predicting, which at this point right now, they're saying something like 4 to 7 inches. And that's why a flood watch is in effect.
4 to 7 inches? 4 to 7 inches?
Right.
We're not going to get... We better not get that.
I don't think so. I would think that 1 to 3 is definitely realistic. It's still a lot of rain, but we need it. And we'll be in the low 80s today, 70 tonight. Your Saturday, hazy and humid. Thunderstorms develop in the afternoon. It's with a front, high 90. Sunday into Monday, partly cloudy and not so humid, with the chance of a thunderstorm. Not so much on Sunday, but Monday. And the highs again, right around 90 degrees. So really, things have not changed much since yesterday. And everything's on track. Thank goodness for that, because yours truly has to stay ahead of Faye by getting up to Maine today, and I think I will.
All right. Now, what about the Hamptons in New York? They're probably going to get that 4 to 7 inches, right?
No, I don't know if they'll get 4 to 7 inches. No, but they'll get the wind. Tropical storm warnings are out for Long Island, the Connecticut Shore, New York City. With wind gusts to 50 miles an hour. And that would be mainly very late today or tonight. So, again, I would not be surprised if the system weakens by this evening, because it'll be moving onto land across New Jersey. So it should continue to weaken at that point. So it's making some weather news, and you know, everybody's all excited, but here you go again. You know, notice how this hurricane season has been going. A lot of the systems have been developing right off the coast. There haven't been systems, you know, that we've been watching off Africa or coming across the Caribbean. They've all been developing right along the coast, and that only goes to show you, you know, how weird everything is. And, of course, this system now is going to get out of the Gulf Stream. And as it gets out of the Gulf Stream, that, too, will start to weaken it. Also, we've noticed on the radar that there it's not a complete concentric circle to the south and southwest. It's wide open, which is also an indication that it's not really strengthening at this point. Thank God.
Yeah. Well, what the heck? You know, this is a second storm that looks like a winter storm.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, like a nor'easter.
Yeah, really, that's two of these in a row. Well, we need the rain. Hopefully it's not going to pound down, is it?
Well, there'll be bands.
Okay.
When those bands come in, it will rain heavy, you know, for 15, 20 minutes and lighten up and then do it again. So it's going to be like that, especially, I would say, 4 or 5 o'clock, from 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon into this evening.
All right, but you should be clear of it, right?
I should be clear of it. Yeah, I'm hopefully leaving here at around 8 this morning, and I'm taking your route. You know, I'm going to take the sawmill on up to Hartford, and then, you know, from there on. So I'll go that way. I'll stop once to walk Shirley, you know, and I should make it there. I'm thinking I should make it there. If we don't hit any traffic jams or anything like that, which I don't anticipate, I should be making it there 5 and a quarter hours.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you stop and take a nice leisurely walk with Shirley, the latest you'll get there is 5:30. You should really get there more like 4:30.
No, earlier than that.
I don't know.
Well, look, I'm leaving at 8.
Yeah, I know, but it's still a Friday, and people.
It's a Friday. Know, yeah, and people, I know, but it's you know.
Just remember that it's still a Friday, but you are leaving early enough, so maybe you're right. Maybe you're lucky. You'll get there around 2:00. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking I should be there by 2, you know, and not too much later.
Well, I hope you are.
Yeah,
and
so
I want you to have a great weekend.
Well, I'm going to try. I mean, it's going to be a very unsettled day. So we'll see. You know, you can't let the weather dictate. So have a nice one. Be safe. And I'll see you next Friday.
Next Friday.
Yep, I'll be here.
I want to see a postcard or something on Facebook.
Okay.
All right, Pat, have fun, really. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, thanks, Marshall.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast. Last time we speak to him till the end of next week. Wow. Hey,